But right now, to wrap up Crunch Time on a Thursday like we always do, it's this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The Lightning Round!
It's the December Lightning Round. It's brought to you by Antonio Brown. I don't know why I said that. MVP talk has got me down.
Not brought to you by Antonio Brown.
Hey, it rhymed, though.
It did rhyme.
Good job, good effort.
Yes, that's about it. It is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. They have the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs for your home or business, like LEDs. And it doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. The Batteries Plus Bulbs experts can fix cracked screens, broken buttons, charge ports, and more on your phone or your tablet. They also offer helpful pluses like free car battery testing, important in the wintertime, free battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. Visit them in Eugene and Corvallis or online at batteriesplus.com. We begin with the MLB hot stove, and it is certainly starting to get hot. The biggest moves are being done by the one and only Derek Jeter, now part of the Miami Marlins front office. It was well known at the time of the sale that Jeets was going to strip down the Marlins, begin a full overhaul. So he sent Giancarlo Mike Stanton to the Yankees because he is indeed a sleeper agent, and then sent fellow outfielder Marcell Ozuna to the Cardinals. The bigger shock in these moves is that neither the Yankees or Cardinals sent back a top 100 prospect, so much for getting the prospects needed for an overhaul. How would you grade Jeter's performance in Miami thus far?
D minus.
Ooh, okay. The new big name being...
He's doing nothing to help the franchise except just dumping salary, which isn't very difficult.
Did you guys hear my grade? It was... Does that count?
Yes.
I don't know how to make that a letter, though. The new big name on the market is 25-year-old phenom Manny Machado. The Orioles certainly won't be able to afford Machado when he hits the open market just 1 year from now, so the thinking is that Baltimore should get as much as they can in return now. The Cardinals and White Sox are seem to be frontrunners for the third baseman slash shortstop. On opening day for 2018, Manny Machado will be a Baltimore Oriole, a St. Louis Cardinal, a Chicago White Sox, or other.
I think for opening day, he's still going to be with the Orioles. From what I've been reading, I don't think they've totally given up on the fact that they could have a rebound season. So I'm leaning the big bad birds from Baltimore.
Shohei Ohtani was announced as a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim last week, and even though the report of possibly having elbow damage, the Angels are not worried about the injury. It's also reported Ohtani will hit as well as pitch with the Angels, one of the first two-way MLB players MLB players in a long time to do that. Which will be higher in 2018, home runs hit by Ohtani or wins as a pitcher?
He is not going to be a guy who plays a lot of offense. I was listening to Steven Sousa on Tiki and Tierney today, and he's like, they don't play every day in that league that he came from. And for a major league pitcher, a regular in a rotation, it's a multi-day process in between starts. So I'm going to go with wins.
All right, to the NFL, where the big news is that the return of two-time MVP Aaron Rodgers is back. With the Packers at 7-6, they are one game out of a wild card spot, three games behind the Vikings with three games left to play in the NFC North, one game against Minnesota coming up on the 23rd. Ahead of the Packers are Carolina, Atlanta, and Seattle. Green Bay has beat Seattle already, lost to Atlanta, and they take on Carolina in this week, which is important for tiebreakers. What percent chance do you give Green Bay of making the playoffs?
1-3. I'm going with 33%. 33.33 repeat sign over the three.
That's your favorite number to pick. Carson Wentz was the leading MVP candidate as the second-year pro was taking on the Eagles to an NFC best 11-2, the NFC East title. However, the picture is now muddied up in the MVP race after Wentz went down with a torn ACL. He has 33 touchdowns this season, only 7 interceptions, and the 5th best passer rating. So now other MVP candidates might be Russell Wilson, maybe Antonio Brown, and of course there's always Tom Brady. What percent chance do you give Carson Wentz of winning the MVP despite playing 13 games?
50-50. If somebody doesn't step up and do great things down the stretch and you're going to get Antonio Brown and Brady in the same game, I think he's still in this race.
Last one, the big battle for the AFC 1 seed is on the line this week in Pittsburgh. Big Ben, Lev Bell, Antonio Brown are going to need need to play one of their best games against Brady and Belichick and the Patriots. Brady showed he is beatable after losing to the Dolphins on Monday, but the Steeler defense has not been the same since losing Ryan Shazier. So going with the classic 10 grand on the line question, who wins on Sunday, Pittsburgh or New England?
I'm going to go, it's at Heinz Field, though.
Yes.
Regular season, they absolutely got to win or have no chance. At the one seed, they could still get a bye. Shazier's not there. I'm gonna go with New England in a close one.
Okay.
And that's it.